Insurance Chair Furman. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing good.
I kind of just want to recap the article from LaPolitics.com. Where did the priority go on having a special session on insurance reform?
Well, look, I think there's no doubt that when I hear from my constituents, what they want to talk about is the outrageous cost of insurance, property and auto. So I think the success we had with the property reforms back in the spring, mm-hmm. May have diminished some of the call for a special session on insurance. But look, we're not done, and we know we've still got a crisis with automobile insurance. We are the most unaffordable state in the nation for insurance. So, look, we're not giving up, and I think the legislature certainly has the appetite to keep pushing.
Whether you're talking about car insurance or homeowners insurance, and yeah, they're in flood insurance as well, as we're talking about a number of different completely separate things that all fall under one umbrella. Does that make it more difficult to keep the message on task?
I think it does. Let's face it, it's easier in many respects to tackle the property insurance side of things, because really there was generally a consensus on what needed to be done, and the governor was on board. Most of the property bills passed with bipartisan support, but the automobile side, it's a little different, and you've got stakeholders who are very passionate about their positions and protecting their territory. So it's a tougher hill to climb, but one that I think we can accomplish successfully. So, process matters. And Commissioner Temple worked with myself and Chairman Talbot with all the different stakeholders on the property reforms. And I think because there was the process that brought everyone to the table, and we were very organized and intentional, we were successful. So I think you see that same process playing out now through these committee hearings and negotiations that are happening, behind closed doors, so to speak. I think that process is working itself out on the automobile reform. So I do think ultimately we're going to see a really comprehensive package of bills proposed.
We're talking with Insurance Chair, House Insurance Chair Gabe Furman, State Representative Gabe Furman, about the possibility of a special session on insurance reform and whether or not at this point it's even needed. Representative Furman, with what was done in the last legislative session, and I know nothing happens overnight in this world, but how much of a dip in insurance would we see, whether you're talking about property or car, based off of what was already done? And then, like, walk that through to its logical conclusion about how much more is needed, because yeah, we took a good initial swing, but we don't want to leave runners on base.
No, look, I think that's a good analogy. And when it comes to property, I think we hit a home run. And recently made a trip over to London with Commissioner Temple, and we visited with reinsurance companies and Lloyd's underwriters. And they said, look, y'all made these promises back in December when you came over here. And you kept every single promise you made. And I'm very optimistic that with the property insurance, we will see more competition. And look, nobody can promise lower rates. The only way anybody's ever going to see lower insurance rates is when you can walk into your local State Farm agent's office, or Allstate, or Farm Bureau, your independent agent's office, and say, give me a competitive quote. That's the only way we're ever going to see downward pressure on premiums, and we can only get there by making Louisiana a more attractive place to do business. And look, we're not stopping on the property reforms, but we've gone a long ways towards identifying where we were an outlier, passing legislation to address that. And if we keep that momentum, I'm very optimistic that, potentially as early as next year, we'll begin to see more companies begin to move into the state, more companies begin to write more property policies. And we've got to have that same approach to auto, because really, for me, that's where we need the most attention. I mean, like I hear every day from truckers and loggers and small business owners, middle-class families in my district, and they're hurting.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned the term stakeholders, opponents to wanting to see change on this one, because there's a number of people that make a whole lot of money because Louisiana has a jackpot justice system set up. Get in a wreck, get a check. I mean, we see it many, many times over again. With so much embedded opposition, how realistic is, you know, rising up and shifting those tides?
Look, what I've made clear to my committee from day one of this process, that, you know, we started back in July with these special committee meetings, is I've said we cannot let this conversation turn into greedy insurance companies against billboard attorneys.
Right.
You know, if that's where the conversation goes, we're doomed to fail. So our focus has got to be on our constituents. It's got to be on the people who are hurting every day. I mean, look, at one of the committee meetings, we had a logging contractor from Gina in LaSalle Parish, which is part of my district. I didn't even know they were going to show up, but they came down to the committee meeting, took a whole day off work, and we heard testimony that they had to lay off six drivers. They
right.
parked six log trucks, which, look, it's not just a vehicle parked because you can't afford insurance. It's six families. It's six families that don't have anywhere else to turn, you know? So are they going to move to Texas? Are they going to move to Mississippi? What are they going to do? So if we keep that as our perspective, I think we can be successful.
And not only is it six families that have lost their jobs, but they still have to pay their car insurance as well. He's State Representative Gabe Furman. I know it was a quick segment. I appreciate a couple minutes.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Brian.